money, then. I believe that's our ring.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum was forced to admit to Abner that he had not won the state singing contest, as he'd allowed people to believe, but had instead won first prize in the humorous song division. And even though it meant the end of his romance with Miss Emmeline, he decided to tell her the truth. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jotham Down store talking with Abner about Lum's predicament. Listen.
Sure, Shady Self. What would Lum want to do a thing like that for?
Because he lost Miss Emmeline, that's why.
Lost her?
Yes, sir. Well, he ain't exactly lost her. He knows where she's at, but I mean, he's afraid she ain't in love with him.
Oh, I was going to say, she's surely over there at the school now.
Yeah, he knows she's in town, Grandpap.
Well, the last I heard, them two was getting along pretty good together.
Yeah, they was, but it's all over now.
How do you know it is? What's happened?
Well, last night, Lum went over to the boarding house there and told Miss Emmeline the truth about the whole thing, about him not actually being a baritone singer and all that.
What do you mean, not being a baritone singer? He won that pigeon-toed singing contest, didn't he?
Oh, no, he never.
Huh?
Don't spread this around, Grandpap, but Lum never even got third place in that contest. A little 7-year-old boy win that.
Well, what about that ribbon Lum was wearing? That said first prize right on it.
Yeah, but that was first prize in the humor song division. See, he just cut off the part of the ribbon there where it said what division he's in down there at the bottom.
Well, I'll be a monkey's seven-legged uncle. How'd he get in that division?
Well, Lum ain't sure himself. After they heard him sing once, why, that's where they put him, he said.
Oh, my goodness alive. That's worse than losing a contest, even.
Yeah. And he knowed how anxious Miss Emmeline was for him to win and be a great baritone singer, you know. So when this happened, why, he just never had the heart to come back home here and tell her the truth.
Yeah, I can see his point of view, all right.
Yeah, sure.
But what I can't see is why he changed his mind and told her the truth last night.
Well, you know how honest Lum is. His consciousness was just hurting him something wonderful. He said he just couldn't go on that way no longer.
Yeah, I don't know. I believe I would have. Especially if it meant the difference twixt winning and losing the hand of a nice woman like Miss Emmeline. She's downright pretty.
Oh, yeah, she's a nice woman, but Lum's just too honest for something like that, Grandpap. Besides that, Miss Emmeline would have found out anyway on account of that newspaper article.
You mean that and Squire sent into the county paper?
Yeah, well, sort of. You know, in there, why, Squire said that Lum win the contest. And somebody that knowed better read that in the paper and sent Squire clipping from a Hot Springs newspaper that told how the contest actually come out.
Well, I still think Lum could have kept Miss Emmeline from finding out. I would have.
Yeah, well, I tried to tell him that, but he wouldn't listen. You know Lum when he gets his head set.
Oh, stubborn a blue-nosed mule.
He said that if he was going to win Miss Emmeline, he was going to do it fair and square or not at all.
So it looks like not at all, you know?
Yeah, looks like it. And that's going to be a terrible blow to old Lum.
Oh, yeah, he was pretty sweet on her, I could tell, sitting in there in church making sheep eyes at her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was barking at her, ain't no doubt about that. I just don't know what's going to become of him. I'm just scared to death he's going to suicide himself.
Oh, I don't believe he'd go that far, would he?
Well, you just don't know Lum when he's in love. Just no telling what he'll do. No telling at all.
Yeah, but I've heard him talk that away before, Abner. I've heard him say time and again that he's going to suicide himself, but I don't believe he actually done it.
No.
Just all talk with him, that's all it is.
Yeah, but...
Trying to work on your sympathetics.
I'm just afraid this time it's different, though. He's more serious about things now that he's getting older, Grandpa.
Yeah, maybe so, but I still don't think he'll suicide himself.
Well, I just don't know. Why ain't he come down to the store yet today? Why ain't he showed up here? Where's he at? Why ain't he called?
Yeah, I don't know. Don't ask me.
I tell you, Grandpap, I'm worried about him.
Well, maybe we ought to go out and start looking for him.
That's just what I've been sitting here thinking. I ought to go out and find him before it's too late.
Yeah. Might be a good idea to head out towards the mill pond.
Mill pond?
Yeah, he might be out there right now, laying at the bottom of the pond with a big rock tied around his neck.
Grandpap and I don't say such things as that.
Well, you got to face these things sooner or later, Abner. You can't just leave him there. That'd be terrible uncomfortable, leaving him there with that rock tied around his neck.
Yeah, somehow or other, I just don't think he's taken that way out to old Grandpa. Lom never did care much for swimming. He's scared of the water. Besides that, he couldn't have jumped in the mill pond. He didn't even own a bath jacket.
Yeah, might have borrowed Cedric's.
Oh, I don't believe he'd have did that. Cedric's bath jacket wouldn't fit him no way, Grandpa.
Yeah, let's see now. How
it's a private one he's got.
Might have jumped off of a hat. No, he'd never get up that high. Has Lom got a shotgun?
No, he ain't. No, he ain't got one of them. It's a good thing, too. That's one thing I don't have to worry about.
Of course, it'd be an easy thing for him to borrow a shotgun, Summers, if he could get some shells.
Yeah, Dogger, that's right, ain't it?
Sure.
Don't reckon he'd actually do that, do you, Grandpa?
No telling what he'll do.
Dogger, I've got to get out here and look for him now. That's just all there to it.
Yeah, you better get started. Don't waste another minute.
No, I'd never forgive myself. I got there too late. I reckon where I ought to start looking first.
Yeah, let's see. Now, where would be a good place for sitch as that?
Yeah, where?
I believe right there at home would be as nice a place as any.
No. I know you ain't did it there, because I called up over there just a little while ago and nobody answered.
Well, natural nobody answered.
Uh-huh.
I expect a feller in his condition to get up and answer the phone, do you? Dead as he is.
Oh, my goodness, I never thought about that. Dogie, that's where I better head for, Grandpap, right now.
You better get right over there. Believe I'll go with you.
Yeah, I wish you would, Grandpap. Wait just a minute. I'll get my hat and coat here. Oh, my goodness alive. Did you hear that, Grandpa?
Yeah, I hear it.
Oh, too late. Poor old Lum.
Oh, my goodness.
Poor old Lum.
Fire feller never drove bread.
Oh, he oughtn't to have did it. He ought not to have did it. If I just could have talked to him first, I could have talked him out of it, Grandpa. I sure could. It's all my fault. That's whose fault it is.
No, it ain't, Edmund.
Yes,
I don't carry
it
on like that.
It's my fault.
Miss Emmeline's fault.
No, it ain't. It's mine.
It's that singing contest's fault.
No, sir. I advised him to go over there. I ought to start looking for him 5 minutes ago. That's what I ought to did. I could have stopped all this.
Did you see him anywhere? Did you see him?
No, we never. Oh, my goodness, Cedric. You got the gun.
Yes, Mom, I got it, but where is he at?
Huh?
I thought I seen him go through that window there.
Go through the window?
Yes, Mom, I'm sure that's where he went. See, when I first seen him, he was setting up in that tree out there.
Sitting in a tree?
Yes, Mom, just sitting up there eating nuts.
Oh, my goodness alive. Poor old feller. Well, maybe it's better this way.
Oh, yeah, way yonder better if he started that business.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
Are you sure you never seen him come through that window?
Of course not. How could we do that, Cedric?
Well, I could have swore I seen him come in here. See, when he was sitting in that tree, I took a shot at him and he jumped out of the
you
tree.
You took a shot at him?
Yes, Mom. I missed him, though. Doggone it.
Wait a minute. Did Lom tell you to do that, Cedric?
Oh, no, Mom. That was my own idea.
Well, what in the world's the matter with you, Cedric? Have you went plumb crazy?
No, Mom, I don't think so. See, all I was doing was... Wait a minute.
Huh?
There he is up there. Stand back, Mr. Abner. Doggone it, I missed him again.
I don't even see him.
There he goes, behind the vinegar jugs.
Vinegar?
He sees bushy tail there.
Where, Cedric? Where?
Yonder.
Why, Cedric, that's a squirrel.
Yes, Mom.
Well, that don't look nothing at all like Lom. How could you ever make a mistake like that?
Lom?
Wait a minute. Maybe we got this all wrong here. Who was you shooting at in the first place, Cedric?
Oh, it's that squirrel. I told you I seen him sitting up in the tree.
Alongside of Lom?
Mr. Lom?
You said you seen him sitting up in the tree, didn't you, eating nuts?
Oh, no, Mom. I never seen Mr. Lom nowheres. All I seen was a squirrel.
Oh, my goodness. Well, wait a minute here. We must be mixed up on this thing.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Cedric, you ought to know better than to come rushing in the store here firing off shooting arms, scare a man half to death.
Oh, I'm sorrowful if I done something wrong.
And knock everything, the whole place over.
Excuse me.
Look at this. Looks like a cyclone went through here. Now, you better get busy, young man, and pick up everything there that you've knocked down.
All right, Jiminy Abner, look who's coming up out there.
Huh? Oh, my goodness. It's a ghost. Lom's ghost. That's what it is, man.
Oh, my. Where the flying fish is.
Hey, Lom. Lom, speak to me.
Why, sure.
Huh?
I'm glad to speak to you. Hello, Abner.
Huh?
Howdy, Grandpap, old boy. Hi there, Cedric. How are all my good friends on this fine, beautiful day?
Well, are you alive, Lom?
Am I alive?
Yeah.
I'll say I am. Never been more alive in my whole life. You're looking at the world's happiest man.
Happiest man?
Yes, sirree, Bobser. The flowers are blooming and the birds are singing, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what'd you do, Lom? Did you decide not to tell Miss Emmeline after all?
No, I told her. And you know what she said?
I hate to hear.
Oh, She said she never cared whether I was a baritone singer or not. She said she admired me something wonderful for telling the truth.
Huh?
Wonderful work.
Well, I do know.
Did you hear that? She admires me something wonderful.
Yeah.
Tell you, Ebner, when she said that to me, it just seemed like bells was ringing in my head.
Bells was ringing? Well.
Yeah, bells ringing, gongs gonging, pans crashing, and everything else. I think about how she looked up at me with them big blue eyes. I get the same sensation all over again. I just wished I could describe it to you, fellas.
Well.
Look out, Terry. Come on, Sam.
Grannies, there it was again. Ain't that beautiful? Too bad you fellas ain't in love like me so you could hear that, too.